at his first news conference at the U.S. Embassy since arriving in Juba nearly 2 months ago, John Dunluce told the reporters there has been bipartisan consensus between Democrats and Republicans on the U.S. policy toward South Sudan. The new U.S. Charge of Affairs to South Sudan says while the United States will have a new president come January, he does not expect any big changes in that policy.
As I look at the current U.S. policy and engagement in South Sudan, and as I look toward the future, I don't see significant differences regarding how the United States will engage in South Sudan, depending on which political party may be in power in the executive branch or in the legislature.
Dana Lewis says Washington's main objective in South Sudan is to ensure its political leaders restore stability across the country and promote democracy that ensures delivery of services to the vulnerable South Sudanese people.
A priority for my government, both bilaterally and as part of the Troika, along with our colleagues from the United Kingdom and Norway, is to do all that we can to support the peace process.
Dana Lewis says the U.S. is cementing its engagement with South Sudan for the long term. He says the U.S. government is putting forward a project to construct a new embassy compound in Juba, which he says symbolizes Washington's long-term commitment to Juba. In 2014, the United States scaled back funding to South Sudan after the country's conflict erupted in late 2013. Washington reduced the funding for development projects and shifted much of its financial assistance to humanitarian aid. The U.S. also imposed targeted sanctions on senior South Sudanese politicians and military commanders accused of spoiling peace efforts in the country. The United States has been South Sudan's biggest donor since the country declared its independence from Sudan. Asked whether the U.S. will continue to sanction South Sudanese individuals accused of obstructing peace efforts in the country, Dan Lewis had this to say.
Sanctions are a tool that not just the United States, but other bilateral countries use as a tool in their relationships with South Sudan and with others.
Dana Lewis says while the U.S. considers steering part of its funding to community resilience projects, much of the funding will continue to go toward humanitarian assistance. Dana Lewis says the United States is still concerned about the slow pace of implementing two key provisions of the revitalized peace deal, security arrangements and power sharing.
We look forward to engaging in conversations, recognizing that these chapters of the peace agreement are absolutely essential if we are to see the rest of the process move forward and if we are to see an improvement in the security situation, which will enable further development and economic growth.
It has been 2 years since South Sudan's former warring parties signed the peace agreement, but government and opposition forces have yet to form one unified army, a core provision of the peace deal, and many state and local governments have yet to be set up. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.